I get the movable fees. And when I first got called in, transportation supervisor says, I need you to run this route down Ocean City. Takes 10 hours, 3-hour ride to get to the first stop. No problem. I got it. First day, first time down there, my transportation supervisor, Dave Wachowski, we go, we do the route. It's not that bad. Get to the last person house. Lady named Virgie DeShield. Walk in the door. Dave goes, hey, this is Rufus. He's your new driver. She goes, okay. I say, hey, Miss Virgie. She looks at me. She says, hey, young man. I say, how you doing, Miss Virgie? I'm good, young man. Dave says, okay, bye. Have a nice day. I'm like, all right. Just got frozen over. What am I going to do next week? Next Wednesday comes. I run the route by myself. Get lost in Chrisville. Get to Miss Virgie's house. She says, young man, you came a little bit earlier last week. I say, I'm sorry, Miss Virgie. I got lost in Chrisville. She says, I say, well, how you doing, Miss Virgie? She says, I'm fine, young man. Next Wednesday, same person house. How you doing, Miss Virgie? How you feeling? I'm fine, young man. Weeks are the same thing. Springtime comes. It's around April going into May. Her door was open. I tap on the door. She goes, come in, boy. I say, hey, Miss Virgie, how you doing? She said, I'm fine. She said, you don't mind me calling you boy. I say, no, that's what my mother calls me. She say, where you from, child? I say, I'm from Baltimore. She say, where your parents from? I say, well, both my parents from South Carolina. She said, I knew you had some goodness in you. She says, you know, when you first came here, I thought you were some little young thug. I say, Miss Virgie, one, I'm not little. Two, I'm not young. I'm 37 years old. She say, boy, you're young. Okay. I say, Miss Virgie, I'm here to help. She say, that's good. She said, because I told my family what I just told you. The thing that I've learned here at Movable Feast is that more than anything we do, we build great relationships. I can speak on clients all day long. And Miss Virgie, same conversation. We went from that to farm life, to recipes, to everything. One day I knocked on Miss Virgie's door, didn't get no answer. I said, wow, she's never missed a delivery. I come back next week, the same thing. I really got worried. Third week come past, I said, please, somebody call and check on Miss Virgie. She never misses a meal delivery. I haven't seen her in 3 weeks. Miss Virgie passes away. But within that time, I went from, hey, young man, to come in, boy. And both of those are fine with me.